Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
Amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Atlas at 97.3.
Ah, denial. Ah. Ooh, ah.
707, just when I thought I couldn't love you guys more. Bleep, yeah, Nirvana. Yeah.
Sorry, Michael.
Oh.
You know what? We did a big story about how everything 90s is back. It's back in with the kids. So, you know, the kids are, they're down with Nirvana.
Yeah.
Plus.
It is Thursday.
We're down. We're also down with Thursday. Down with the kids. Down with Thursday.
415 says, what is happening in there, Michael? From the corner office. He doesn't have a corner office anymore. He's right there,
it's like
in the
a
middle.
Side, yeah,
he doesn't even
side
really
office.
Have an office. He kind of shares one with
nobody
a few
has
people.
An office.
It's more of a closet.
Yeah, it's not really.
It's a slightly bigger closet with a window. Stop it. Fall into 5K a day. You guys, this is big. Somehow, I don't know how it does it, but $5,000 is like just a, it's a Band-Aid for the soul. You'd be really happy with your $5,000. All this week. Fall into 5K a day with Odyssey and Alice 97.3. All you need to do is download the free Odyssey app. Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y. That's how you spell it. So when you go to search for it, the App Store, Google Play, Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Get the app, create an account, log in, and listen to Alice for at least 1 hour, and then you get a daily entry for your chance to win $5,000. We do a lot of contests this way. Just by listening to us on the Odyssey app, you're gaining entries by spending an hour or so, and it's cumulative, like, you know, 5 minutes here, 25 minutes there, whatever. It adds up to 60 minutes and you've got an entry. But we found out from our winner of the $5,000 a couple days ago that, I think her name's Stacy, right?
Mm-hmm.
San Jose. Stacy in San Jose. She's $5,000 richer just for listening to us on the Odyssey app. But she also checked her email. A lot of us, and I do this too, we all do it. We have the kind of a throwaway email that we sign up for everything on. We just have that because we know that we don't have to look at it because it'll now go into junk mail. We're not going to junk mail you. And you need to check that. You need to know what that email is and check it to find out if you've won. That's how she got notified that she'd won $5,000.
And we have winners all the time that don't claim their prize because
yes,
of that.
Because they don't look at their email.
Yeah. Don't blow it.
Don't blow it.
I got a question for you.
Whoa, what's the question?
Coming off of Nirvana.
I love questions.
Is Dave Grohl still on the couch?
Dave Grohl is, I think, probably still in trouble. I don't know what their relationship is. So you're referring to he's having a baby or just had a baby?
And by the way,
outside
is that baby?
I mean... Will we ever
in a world where nothing
is
can
secret?
Be secret ever? How have the online sleuths not uncovered this child?
Don't you know they put him right into Nepo school immediately?
Oh,
immediately into Nepo school.
Oh, I've seen that show. It's on Netflix. So my guess is yes. He had a baby outside his marriage. I'm going to say he's not on the couch. He's in another building.
They're getting divorced,
I need
right?
some space. I don't know.
They are.
I'm not even saying I wish for it or don't wish for it. Like, everybody's relationship is their own thing. But my mind is always blown if somebody, and especially when it happens this publicly, like, it is hard to imagine another scenario where they don't. Because she looks like a fool. And well, even if she doesn't, and we're all like, oh, that's so forgiving, that's wonderful. In her own mind, she's like, that guy, and I know this wasn't the only one. Like, she has to know. And she knows that we all know.
Felt like Dave Grohl, the nicest so guy nice. In rock.
Did you hear him drumming on that track?
And I don't
that's
think he's
amazing.
Not nice. I just think that he's a rock star, and he's got that.
You can be many things all
I
at
go,
once.
Yeah, wherever I go.
A good person, a cad, smart, stupid, talented, ridiculous.
Horny.
By the way, they are not divorcing, but they're not making any decisions, and she's still not wearing her wedding ring, though.
Yeah. Oh, she's going to make them work for it.
Yeah.
Well, that becomes, we've talked about this. I had created some problems with my drinking in my relationship. Big time. And there's no doubt she.
You're talking about our relationship. Yeah.
No, well, that too, but I'm talking about the girl I was with at the time.
Right.
But ultimately, you know, she didn't trust me anymore. I'd broken that, and there was no way to get that back because
you'd be constantly reminded.
I'd relapsed 100 times right in front of her, and ultimately it was like, you know what, I'm never working my way out of this doghouse. It's not going to happen.
Even if you were 5 years clean and sober, you're still the guy that hurt her over and over.
That was late or disappeared or didn't show, and it's, you know what, she was right, and I was right also to know that I'm never working my way out of this. Yeah. And he may not. I mean, maybe they're bigger people. And they can.
Obviously, our relationship is a working relationship. But I will say to you that you have more than proved yourself to me over these years, because it was not without trepidation that I fought for you to come back here and to be given it, just, you know, and to come back and help me and give us a second chance as a show. You know, I don't want to say that it was like all on me, but I definitely, you know, you have it in the back of your head when you're with someone who you know has done something where you're like, we're past it and he's proved himself, and then you're late one day. You know what I mean? Like, it's, and then immediately it all pops back. But I will say to you, you have impressed me, and I'm proud of you, and I'm happy that you've been able to put it back together. And I feel that you and I are past the thing where I lose my every time you're late for something. Like, it doesn't even necessarily occur to me. And I'm hopeful for you, because I've seen the beautiful family that you've grown and put together, and the beautiful life that you've created for yourself. And I really want you to continue to enjoy that.
I'm trying.
I'm really happy for you.
And thank you. That's nice of you to say, but I wasn't looking for that. I just was trying to relate to
sometimes
Dave Grohl may never dig out of this.
Yeah, he might not.
And I'm sure, and Maddie's nodding yes. I think you have some experience with this as well.
I have the exact same experience. It's very hard. You know, when you've proven yourself wrong so many times.
Mm-hmm.
Just got to do one day at a time.
Right.
Next best thing. That's all you can do.
Anyway, sorry. Trash
to
us.
Answer your question, I don't know if they're going to get divorced. I want them not to. I want them to work it out, but I bet you they do.
The wedding ring was yesterday. They actually took pictures of her voting.
I wonder if part of the, know, when you're on the couch, you're suffering, and that's part of maybe helps earn
penance,
the,
right?
Yeah, a little penance. Him, you know, retiring to the
lavish guest
5,000 foot square foot guest house doesn't exactly feel like suffering.
I know. All right. Well, I'm going to take my, you know, $250,000 car out for just a drive, just a sad drive along the beautiful coastline. It's just like, it's really sad. Oh, wow. Look at those girls down there on the beach. That's well, maybe I'll just stop here at the beach and just check out the view.
It's weird. I'm carrying around Dave Grohl's wiener. I wonder what they'll do with it.
That's so strange. hey, girls. I don't know if you know me. I'm Dave Grohl. I'm kind of sad these days because I got a little trouble going on.
No one's done any work to this part of me in a while.
Anybody want any babies, or is there anything I could do to...
God, I didn't mean
sorry,
to.
Sorry, Dave. I'm
we
sorry.
Didn't mean to go there.
You know what, Dave? I'm sorry. But you listen, you got to earn me
poor
back,
Dave.
Too. All of us. Got to earn us all. Hey, girls. Yeah, you know, things got away from me a little bit. But you want to sit down? Sit over here.
I was in Nirvana. And the Foo Fighters.
Right. Yeah. I also had like a TV show where I was like really into other musicians and stuff. And you know, I could use a coffee. You want to? Should we walk down the beach together and hit the shack? All right. Anyway, today is National Men Make Dinner Day. I put my own inflection on that because it's called National Men Make Dinner Day, but it's, you know, National Men Make Dinner, which, you know, God, I'm always grouchy. I always have to make dinner at my house. God, no one ever makes me dinner.
What?
Yeah. Like last night, I had to cook bacon and make BLTs. Oh, wait, I just cooked the bacon and then I came out and the BLTs were made. Mm-hmm. It was like magic. Who did that? Anyway, Men Make Dinner Day.
Oh boy, 608 says, my husband cheated. I decided to try and stay and fix things. Then he knocked up his side piece. I was gone. Kind of seals the deal. Allison, Madison, Wisconsin.
Yeah, great. I'd love to raise your love child. Wow. What's her name? Allison in Madison?
Allison.
Madison.
I'm assuming she's listening on the app.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Odyssey.
You know, it's really funny. So I have a game that it's a word game. Go to slappygames.com. Check me out over here. And I have a lot of our listeners are beta testing it for me. And there's a feedback thing. I want your feedback. Like, tell me, I hated this game. This one was good. You know, whatever. This didn't work. Whatever it is. It's all just troubleshooting stuff. And people now, when they write me, they say, oh, hey, you know, I like the game. I ran into this problem or whatever. You know, Bill from Antioch on the app. Like, people are putting their name where they're emailing from and how they listen to the show. It's actually very cute. I always laugh. Look, there was a big election this week. Some people are thrilled with the result. Other people, not so much. While you were watching on whatever channel you were watching, well, if you were watching on CNN, I should say, there were however many dollars magically spent to buy a 30-second commercial on CNN. And I would play the audio, but there is none.
Yeah. It's the Calm app.
It is the Calm app. The Calm app bought 30 seconds of silence and just sort of like the gentle blue background. And they said, basically, in the midst of all of this, this is our 30 seconds of silence.
Did they only do one or did...
I think they only did one.
What a shock that I happened to be on... Because I did jump around. I told you,
watched on ABC.
Yes, I saw it. I watched ABC, I watched CBS, and I watched CNN. And I jumped around. But I caught that commercial because it stopped. The ticker was still down underneath.
Oh, yeah. It's like a side piece on the... A lot of channels do this now, I've noticed. Or there's even like, it's almost like billboarding something. Like if you watch some of the late night shows, the host has said we're going to break, and then the band is playing, and there are advertising messages to the side. So, and they're like, but I'm looking at someone captured it, the piece. So I don't know how many times it aired, Vinny. It's possible that it aired a bunch
multiple
of times. And
times.
It was certainly a helpful 30 seconds of silence.
It's shocking because it stops and there's the blue sky and then you're looking at it going, what's going on here? And then it says, this moment of silence brought to you by... Right.
30 seconds of peacefulness and
quiet,
whatever it is. I don't have, let me see if it has the wording specifically on here. You'd think it was that they would have that. No, but basically it was like, here's a break for you. You're welcome. Calm. They shot up the charts on the app store things.
On the charts?
On the chart. Yeah, apparently there are charts. Now, it says it jumped 100 spots in the app store. I don't know what that means. Are there 50 million spots and they went up 100? Is that enough for them? Or are they already a top-selling app and they jumped to number one?
Advertising works.
Advertising does work. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We are, we're living proof of that. We've seen it happen.
For the record, I've had the Calm app. I like it. It is one of those things, though, that's expensive. You have to pay to get, like,
Calm.
You have to pay to get Calm.
Mm.
And I got it for me and my kid. I actually got it for my kid, who was having trouble with anxiety a little bit. And And I thought, this will work. And then she stopped. She's like, I don't use it. Oh. I'm fine. And I went, okay, well, then we're canceling that because that costs money.
Right. But if you do find yourself using it, or if you, I really think that there are, whatever your, I don't even want to call it a crutch, whatever your coping mechanism is, it's worth whatever you're going to pay for that. And I have to say, as I watch this, somebody has taken just a screen capture. It's on Twitter of the moments before, and we'll be back with more coverage, and you'll be freaking out even more with our coverage with all the election is out of control. And then 30 seconds of silence and calm and peace. And then right into, and it's like the juxtaposition of this 30 seconds of silence, which would make you look at your TV.
Absolutely.
Actually.
That's what it did.
You'd look right up. And then an ad starts right afterwards. I think it's for like realtor.com. And it's loud and normal volume. And I just thought, wow, that is so, on so many levels, that is effective advertising and also showing us what we're putting ourselves through. No wonder we're wound up like tops. People are yelling at us about the dooms and gloom scenarios. Always, on both sides.
I mentioned it yesterday. There's certain, for my own mental health, because I'm drunk, I have to pull off of things. I have to watch, like, I have to be careful for my own sake that I don't find myself in a downward spiral and doing something stupid, that where most people don't necessarily have that kind of fearful outcome, right. You know? But I do think when you see that person at 2 a.m. on Facebook, you know, repeatedly posting how bummed or scared or frightened, or it's like they're, I guess they can indulge themselves and let that continue to wherever that goes, hopefully asleep at some point.
Right.
But it's calm's helpful. Mm. It can work. It can really help you get out
you
of that
moment. Yourself.
Pull yourself out of that moment. Get your head straightened out. It works.
Speaking of elections, this is the one I'm going to report on today. Former Survivor contestant Nick Brown becomes the first Black person to be elected Attorney General in Washington State.
Nick Brown.
I totally, not only do I remember this guy, I want to say he had like one of those inflamed taste buds on his tongue. He was in Survivor Africa, I believe.
Season 2?
It's Survivor Australia. Survivor the Australian House, which I think is the third season. Or maybe it was the second season. I don't know. It's the one with Jerry Manthe on it. So, and he's a tall, good-looking Black guy. And I remember him, he was in agony as his tongue was throbbing. And
okay, I'm looking at his picture and I do not recognize him at all.
I have a cast shot. I don't know that it would help you. But anyway, oh, and there's the girl who she wound up being on The View and on
Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Yeah, it was the second season, actually.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember Jerry Manthe. She was coming around and she did like a, we used to do Marine World broadcasts every year and she came out there and did, she was like a fire dancer. That was like her new career.
Oh, yeah.
She came out and was doing, did a, like a whole fire dancing routine.
That was a cool event.
Yeah, we used to do those all the time. That was Vinny's fault that we had to do those.
No, she...
Because he, you know, lied about a whale that needed us to bring buckets of water to it. It was really a bad idea, Vin. Anyway, so this guy, Nick Brown, he was a Survivor contestant years ago.
He was a bait. I don't see the tongue photo, but I'm looking at the photo of him now. And then he was a baby.
Yeah.
He had a beard, but he looked like a kid.
Well, I think he's 47 now. So that would have put him, it was 23 years ago. So he's like a 24-year-old. He was just a kid. But he was elected the first Black person to be elected Attorney General in Washington State. He is a Democrat and he defeated, some mayor or something. It doesn't matter who he defeated. It's just we're excited for him to have won. I am. He says his office will defend your civil rights, your rights to an abortion, your environmental protections in Washington. There's so much for me to build upon from the work that Bob and his team, I guess that's the departing guy, have done to defend the rights of Washingtonians. I plan on picking up that baton in the days ahead.
Good
there
for him.
Go. Why not? I just thought, well, there's
he also, for the record, appears, he's a lawyer and he appears to have quite, the, like, Morehouse College than Harvard University.
Mm.
So he's... Mm-hmm. He's a smart guy.
Well-educated, smart guy.
Mm-hmm.
I think he came in like, he was like sixth or seventh in the piece I read about him on his season. So long enough that, and plus early days, like I knew all the contestants from those early days. It's it doesn't take much to jog the memory, but now there've been, I want to say Jeff said the number of contestants that have been on the show when Rome took Jeff's seat and said of all the, you know, 491, I don't even know what the number is, however many contestants over the 47 seasons or whatever.
I just watched, after we celebrated the tooth loss, I was like, Dad's done. You don't want dinner? I'm like, I don't want dinner. I don't want nothing. I'm going to my bed. I watched The Survivor from last week.
Oh, so you're caught up.
I'm caught up. So good. This is where Survivor, that like where it starts the
roll.
We're burning rubber now. We are putting on a show. Yep. It's good stuff.
Quick quiz. Tell me how many contestants have competed on Survivor, Vinny.
Can I use a calculator?
No.
Mm. How many years?
It's been 24 years, but it's two
season
seasons.
47.
Okay, yeah, we're in season 47. So I think it's like 16 or 18 times 47.
Well, what is that?
I don't know what it is. It's about, I think it's about, I'm going to say.
Just give me a guess.
650 people.
Okay, Vinny.
649 people.
715.
Ah, fudge. Oh, jeez. You tried to scumbag me.
I did try to scuzzbag you, and guess what? I got scuzzed myself. Mm,
you are all scuzzy over there.
I got scuzz all over me. Damn it.
I am 100 out of time. Go.
This is going to be such a good news break. Oh. I don't know about the rest of them for the day. I think the rest are going to suck.
This is the one,
but
though.
This is the one. Stay tuned.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. It's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We got a full show here. We do it every day. Long show, 4+ hours, and it's a podcast. So you can listen to it whenever you'd like. Check out our full show podcast on the free Odyssey app today.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by, oh, us again, the Saturday Morning Special.
Oh, hey! Oh!
Get your Sarah and Vinny 6 days a week with the Saturday Morning Special. 6 to 10 a.m., the best of what happened on the show the past week, every Saturday morning on Alice at 97.3.
Sweat.
Here's what's happening. Sunny and 70 today.
Ooh, that sounds good.
That's perfect.
Right. Can't really ask for more.
No, that is exactly what you want. Also, while I watched Survivor from last night and Survivor
from this week tonight.
Yes, that's how. Yes. But I also have the Thursday night football game should be good.
Yeah.
Cincinnati at Baltimore, 5:15 game time on Prime.
Wow.
Cincy needs to win that. Baltimore's running away in that division. And Cincy, well, anyway, good luck. They're probably going to lose. Yikes. Okay. So, here's what's happening. I'll start with a fast fact, if I could.
Yeah, I love a fast fact. You know that. Fast.
The name Dorito is a contraction of a Spanish word, Doradito, which roughly means little fried or golden thing, or little bits of gold.
Oh.
Dorito. Little bits of gold.
They are.
Isn't like Doro gold? That's Dor... Something of gold.
Huh?
Like you should know, El Campeón. You speak Spanish.
You can become a citizen of Bulgaria if you invest in at least $550,000 in the country and park it there for 5 years.
Does anyone want to be Bulgarian?
It's beautiful.
Where is it?
Bulgarian?
Exactly. Yeah. Like what is
central,
what is they?
Central.
It's Europe. Just like somewhere
what's
in
happening
Europe?
Right now.
Just wondering, you know, dual citizenship somewhere. Is it like that? Is it like the Portugal? If you get a passport from Portugal, like if you get a citizenship there, it's like the golden passport. You can go anywhere with that.
You know, my aunt, I forget because I don't talk to her very often, but she said, I got a passport and citizenship from Italy.
Oh!
Our whole family can do this because we have very close ties.
You probably
to Italy.
Should do it.
Well, I probably should.
And
that's what she said. And she was like, you should definitely do this. And I was like, that is a lot of work I don't have time for.
Yeah.
But it sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
But no.
Oh, how long ago was this?
Years.
Oh.
It's still before my father Luigi died, that was one of the things he kept telling me. It's like, you can get citizenship in Italy. Just do it. Just do it.
Yeah.
So.
And then you went.
It's a lot of
money. We'll do it someday.
Where do I
Maybe.
Start with that?
Yeah.
Paperwork?
Yeah. Well, if you ever thought about, you know, fleeing the country, it'd be nice to have a citizenship elsewhere, wouldn't it?
I guess so.
I'm just saying. I can't think of anybody.
Hey, by the way, I meant to do this before we got going. A lot of people wrote in. I mean, a lot. And so this one will just, you know, cover everybody. 925 says, I got a subscription to Calm at no cost through Kaiser.
Oh.
It's covered by your health insurance in many cases. Kurt Berkeley.
So
there's a lot. I'm a Calm app. They give it free to teachers. I use it almost every night. Jenny and Campbell. So check that out.
Yeah.
If you're a teacher, they give it to you for free. If you've got insurance, it might cover it. And if you're in Kaiser, they give it to you for free.
Maybe you must need some kind of code. Just that would probably be it, right? And then boom, you get it.
I've used it. It works. It's a good app. And it's expensive. So it's one of those things where you have to go, am I using it enough? Or is this another one of those subscriptions?
Why is it so expensive? Like, what are you finding on there that...
There's like a $70 yearly charge.
Okay.
And so it's just one of those things that you have to decide, am I using this enough to be worth that?
Right.
And often we have those, you know, you look at all the things you've got, and I'm sure every one of us finds himself going,
what app is this I'm paying
for
here?
I'm still doing.
Right.
I'm still paying. What?
Yes.
So it's just one of those things that as soon as my daughter said, I'm not using it that often, I went, okay, cancel. Simple. Too many subscriptions, too much money going out the door. Even if you make good money, you can find yourself living check to check and going, how in the hell?
And then you look at your Visa bill and you're like, oh, ding, 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 ding.
Mm-hmm.
Dong. That's, you know, it's the other side of the ding sound.
A little boy in England is going viral after surviving his fourth open heart surgery.
Oh my goodness.
Awful. Like how any old? Person with a kid, you don't even have to have a kid to know how.
No, it's how horrible. So watch awful. A child, like that's not what a childhood should be.
His parents posted a video of him an hour after he woke up, lying in the hospital, singing the Elton John song, I'm Still Standing. And I just feel like that is one of those moments where all the stuff falls away. If your kid can be enduring that kind of drama and trauma at that age and is still resilient and still going for it, that's a badass story. Good on you, little boy from England. Four open heart surgeries.
Oh. Yeah. Crank that up. Wind up like the wreck you hide behind that mask you use. And did you think this keep waiting for it to go, I'm still.
Yeah.
Can you, you can't hop forward?
Yeah, I can.
There we go. Now we're oh my God.
It's a good song for everybody today.
Sure. We're all still standing. A little kid. Oh, feeling like a little kid.
Little Lewis Hood.
Lewis
left
Hood?
His mom. That's his name. Lewis Hood. Left his mom, Jody, feeling extremely emotional as the surgery went well, which you would be holding your breath for. On mm-hmm. top of that, the kid comes out of it singing that song. Way to go, Lewis.
Oh, Lewis, I'm so happy that you're still standing. Thank you for singing to your dear old mom.
Oh. Mom is Dame Edna?
I don't know.
A zoo in just East Virginia.
Oh, an East Virginia zoo. East Virginia? Is
East,
that a?
East.
Just
I mean,
somewhere east in the state. It's not its
like,
own.
That's like Norfolk, Virginia Beach. Yeah.
Oh, Virginia Beach.
Yeah. A zoo in East Virginia. Well, it's just, I mean, you've got West. You have to have East, right?
Right. Isn't Virginia just East Virginia? Is
yeah,
that,
that's yeah. what we're talking
Virginia
about.
Is just East Virginia.
There you go.
All right, somewhere in East Virginia.
A zoo in East Virginia announced an endangered black-footed ferret gave birth to two healthy babies. Why is this a big deal?
A black-footed ferret endangered.
Why are we talking about a black-footed ferret from East Virginia? It's a big deal because the mom's a clone.
Oh.
Born last year using DNA from a ferret from the 80s.
Oh. Wow, a long dead ferret was the donor clone, cell clone guy?
It's the first time the clone of an endangered species that's native to the United States has produced offspring. And it happened in East Virginia.
Does wow. it say where? My sister is works at the Norfolk Zoo. She's a retired naval officer, and she volunteers.
She works at the zoo?
Yeah, that's where she volunteers. Her husband drives the train, and she works with animals. And, you know,
oh,
whatever.
This is definitely at the Norfolk Zoo, right? I mean, please tell me that we can get Maddie's sister on the line to tell us about the black-footed ferret
she wouldn't
clone.
I can confirm. I can't, but I'm going to. Okay, I can yes. confirm that that is that yes. Maddie's sister.
Yes. Go Ange.
Science
Go
work.
Ange.
Woo, Ange.
Nice Ange job. Birthed the. No, she didn't do it. She helped birth a ferret, endangered baby ferret.
She holds it and cuddles it. She nurses it. She's very good to that little baby ferret.
A mouthful.
I really did work hard on this break. It's terrible how it's getting away from me right
oh,
now.
Oh, you're nuts. This is beautiful. Mwah. Chef's kiss.
The state, by the way, what we're still in Virginia, East Virginia.
East Virginia.
If there's an alien invasion in America,
yeah,
we're all probably doomed.
Probably.
But the most likely to survive an alien invasion, East Virginia.
What?
Yep.
Why?
A website just conducted a study to determine. Well, you say that like it's a problem. Like, what's wrong with East Virginia? Why can't they why be the survivors?
Why can't it be the Bay Area?
Oh, well, because I don't know. I'm just saying.
We think a lot of ourselves and, you know, we're not LA. We're not New York. Why can't we survive?
A website just conducted it.
We're very self-important here.
Just this week, we live in a bubble, Sarah. Maybe yeah. that's why.
Right, so we should survive.
A website just conducted a study to determine which state citizens would be better off in an alien invasion, taking into account things like the number of UFO sightings, landscape and terrain, defense, science and medical resources, plus food and beverage manufacturing. And in the end, East Virginia had the best alien survival score.
Oh,
wow.
I bet they have a lot of bunkers there, too. You know, they sort of live in fear of the rest of the world going, well, you know where it would be a good place to...
Alabama was second, followed by Minnesota, Massachusetts, New York, Florida, Wisconsin, North Carolina, Alaska, then Georgia. Hey.
That's interesting. Survivable?
The lowest chance for survival is Nevada.
Oh, it's because we see so many UFOs there. So they're looking at level of crazy people who think that there are UFOs.
Idaho's going down. Arizona, Nebraska.
Yeah, Omaha.
Oregon, Utah. Well, I guess we're somewhere in the middle because California.
I just thought you might want to hear it.
Take it in.
It ended quickly.
You're still disappointed with them?
You don't believe in UFOs?
Do I believe in UFOs? Well, I do believe that there's life in the universe, but I think it's unlikely. Mm. I really wish for it, and I hope they come in peace. I think that if we needed something to unite, don't point at me.
No,
like
that's
that.
The
don't.
Question. Let watch her go. She loves this stuff.
She's done.
No, she's not.
I do not believe that we've been visited by aliens. I think that space is too vast.
In an infinite universe,
anything is possible.
I've heard the speech many times. I know it.
Taking it in.
Yeah. San Francisco did win something.
Oh, what did we win? Best place to think a lot of yourself. Best place to live in your own bubble.
Grammy for self-importance.
Top 10 airports with the most holiday delays revealed in San Francisco.
No.
SFO. Number one.
That's not true.
Yeah, it's number one.
Stop it. I'm flying on Thanksgiving Day this year. That should be fun.
You're going to love it.
Really?
I do it every year. It's the best day to fly. Everybody's in a good mood. There's not a lot of people.
Why is anyone in a good mood flying on? Is it because they're not sitting at a table with their relatives?
Because there's not a lot of people. Everybody's a little more laid back. Nobody's yelling and screaming. Yeah, the people that work there are usually happier. Yeah.
When it comes to total number of delays, San Francisco International Airport came in first place with 1,568 total delays.
That's a lot. And that's over the course of the holidays, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it is what it is because, you know, we've all been there where they say this, it just turns too delayed and you sit there and you rush the counter with everyone else who has somewhere to be and this is super important. Why am I? And they say, sorry.
Yeah. We'll update you when we have more information.
There's fog.
You self-important idiots. But I have somewhere to be. No.
SFO.
Number one. All
right. We're number one.
Woo.
This sounds like one of my crackpot ideas. We're still in the airport now.
Okay.
There's a new flying hack going viral called Check-In Chicken. The concept is instead of checking in for your flight right away, which is I actually do that because I'm just paranoid and I'm not a good traveler and I just want to
send you a message and you want
to check everything off my list, like just be done.
Right.
I got other stuff I got to worry about it. Let's have this done. But they say instead of checking in for your flight right away, you hold off until the last minute. The thinking is that by waiting until the end, you could receive a premium seat. One with extra leg room or an aisle or a window seat closer to the front without being charged extra, which is what they do early on for those premium seats. So often people on a budget might say, I don't want those seats. Especially if you're allowed to pick, you say, give me, you know, this price range. But they say if you check in last second, there's a good chance you could get a good seat at a discounted price or not on a flight at all. That's the game you're playing.
Right. They might say, no, sorry, you didn't check in and we gave your seat away.
Right.
Sorry about it. Next flight's tomorrow.
So there is a significant risk that you'll be bumped from the flight.
Yeah, I'm not ever going to do that. I can see why some people would, though. There's all those people working to game the system out there. Those people. Well, you know those people.
I definitely didn't want to check in at the airport. Like, you're all, I want to be there 3 hours early.
Yeah.
We'll get some lunch. We'll all put our stuff down. I'll take care of everything.
Any delays are baked in. You're all set.
It's all fine. We'll all be happy and relaxed. Right.
We can actually put some miles on our shoes walking around the airport.
I did miss Christmas this way 1 year, but there was a time when you, before 9/11, when you could actually just fully into your parking spot, run through the airport, and walk right onto your flight, right on, as ready to take off. I pulled that off many times. Again, though, I did miss Christmas once. As Sandy was like, well, you'll catch the next flight. No, I won't. I'm done with this. I'm going home.
I'll see you next year, Mom.
Poor
Sandy.
I know.
It's not poor Sandy.
Long-suffering Sandy.
No.
Yes.
Your poor Mom.
How many times
did I... You turned out great, though.
How many times did I drive down there for her and her dog? Oh, a million.
You turned out great, Vin. But she suffered a long time to get to that point.
Really backhanded compliment,
and
but all right, fine.
You gave her two beautiful
granddaughters. I did do that for her. I mean, what?
And your wife.
Right.
Your wife and me are really close.
Yes, they are. They get along great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sandy, in the end, Sandy, your patience paid off. And you got the Vinny of your dreams. La, 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 la.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 510 says, does Bob believe in UFOs? Bob?
Yeah.
Oh, you believe that we've been visited?
Yeah. I think there's enough videos of things that can't be explained that there's something. Yeah.
Okay. I would love it if there were. Because honestly, if they'd visited us a bunch of times and we haven't been wiped out by them yet, they might be... benevolent.
They come in, take a look.
Our new overlords might be benevolent. They might give us some good healing technologies like cancer. Here's the thing for that. Energy efficiency. Okay, here's our energy stuff. There's an app for that, and we're going to put it in your brain. It's fine. Don't worry about it. It's all going to be fine. You'll be able to control everything. The weather's bothering you. There's an app for that.
Speaking of apps, again, a lot of people wrote, you can get that Calm app for free. Turns out, I didn't know. No one told me, but it seems there's a lot of ways to sign up for that and get it for free. Someone checking in from Chico!
Chico!
That's all. OFOC from Chico!
Oh, well, what's your name and what? How are you listening? Tell us all the stuff. It's almost Friday, for God's sake. It's a party over here. Sort of. We're trying.
408 must work in PR. Hey, I think Elton John needs to go visit that kid in the hospital and sing with him.
Yeah.
There's your next bid, Elton.
Yeah. Elton, you don't even have to go there. Honestly, these days you can be in the same room with someone. Who among us hasn't had somebody on FaceTime be like, I'm just going to put you down for a while and I got to do something. You come back and there they still are. Or they're gone and you're just looking into their house. It's a little portal.
408 says,
world.
Vinny, that story is one of the main reasons I became a pediatrician. Kids are so amazing and resilient. I love it.
Oh.
That is awesome. I do
Hats
know,
off
though,
to you,
that,
pediatrician.
Yeah, absolutely. I do know, though, that often people are like, I love animals, so I'll become a vet. Mm. Except that now you're dealing with sick and hurt animals. Mm-hmm. Similar.
Heartbreaking.
Gig for a doctor. Yeah.
But
especially of kids, where you probably go home and experience great emotional trauma and have to somehow just be all, yeah, I'll have the chicken.
Yeah. But sometimes when you're a pediatrician, you get a really sweet kiss from, you know, the parent of one
of
the kids.
And bring that up right
you
now.
Know, really, it's like a, it makes it all worth it.
Nobody knows what you're talking about.
I feel like they do. Maddie.
I don't.
Well, he kissed his pediatrician long and lovingly.
No, I didn't. None of that is true.
Male or female?
Female.
Oh.
Yeah.
4-5 goes, poor Sandy, he gave that woman grandchildren.
Eventually, he did. But I've heard the stories about his youth. And I know, and Sandy worked at the school. It was so bad.
I was a little bit of a handful.
What, you?
A little bit. I believe aliens have been here, especially after we dropped the bombs on Japan.
Oh, that's when they got here? What, did that open like a space-time continuum rift?
I think they're here to make sure we don't bleep up the planet.
Yeah, well, they're not doing a good job.
I don't think they
work harder, aliens.
Your intervention is failing miserably.
You suck at being an alien with the fixing of the things and the teaching of the people.
Well said.
Thank you.
What's coming up in the trash?
Those Menendez brothers, they may have to wait a little longer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Atlas at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.